Hello, my name is Candid West. I'm a security researcher at Symantec Security Response. And in this HelpNet Security podcast, I will be talking about the zero access syncholing that we did at Symantec. Zero access botnet is one of the largest botnets that we have nowadays. It started in 2011. There's a lot of infections in the US, but we see globally that everywhere people get infected by this. It's usually through drive-by downloads or targeted emails. So there are various topics which ends up with a lot of people getting infected. We currently estimate around 1.9 million infected hosts by zero access around the globe. The problem with this botnet is that it's pretty sophisticated. So it's very hard to remove. It uses rootkit technology to hide its own files. And we thought, okay, let's look deeper into it, because we see there's a clear aim of profit from the authors behind it. So they're actually reselling access to the botnet to other people on underground forums. That's usually used for pay-per-install software, so others are allowed to install their own malware or some advertisement software on those clients, and that generates revenue. But the authors behind Zero Access also created their own modules to gain more revenue out of it. The two most active ones were actually the click fraud and the Bitcoin mining. So Bitcoin mining, it's a module which allows for Bitcoin, it's a virtual currency, to be generated on the victimized PCs, which basically means that every time the machine is online, it will generate in the background some mathematical operations, and that will lead in the end to some Bitcoins generated. And Bitcoins can then again be translated or transferred back into real money. The idea behind it was very nice, but doing some calculations, we saw that for an average machine, it would only generate less than $1 per year if it was running the whole time. So that's probably one of the reasons why they disabled this module, because it was not making too much profit. A funny fact on the side is that actually, if we calculate the power consumption of a host which is infected and doing the Bitcoin mining for 24 hours, we see that it would actually use 3.4 megawatt hours per day if we take the whole botnet of a size of 1.9 million clients. So that's pretty high consumption of electricity. If you calculate, let's say, roughly on a household basis, that would translate to 111,000 households that you could power up with just the energy that you basically waste every day just by being infected by the botnet. But the second module that they used was the click fraud. Click fraud basically means that they send to each victim a few of URLs, which are advertisements, and then they artificially have the client click on those advertisements in the background. So with every click, they gain a few cents depending on which advertisement company they're using. And we see that per day, they usually click around 1,000 advertisements, which generates over the year for the whole botnet together a few tenths of millions of US dollar in revenue for the attacker. So it's clear that there is a lot of money involved, which obviously makes it very nice, but also we know it's not going to go away from its own, because they are making money, so why would they stop? So we at Symantec thought, okay, what can we do? We started analyzing the botnet itself, which is pretty sophisticated and robust, because it's using a peer-to-peer protocol for its updates, which is based on UDP protocol at the moment. So it's very fast, but also very tough to take down, because there are no centralized servers that you could just seize or take down and then have the botnet go away. So we needed another method of taking control of it, and we started analyzing the protocol. By analyzing, we saw there's a few weaknesses. Not all of the messages are signed, because some of them can't be signed, and you can actually forge messages and have some updates being sent into the network. So there's been some publications about the methods and the weaknesses already, and we analyzed it as well, and we thought, okay, we have to do something. We know that since we're analyzing and monitoring the network, we get all the new updates and we have signatures in place and behavior-based and protection methods in place. So the customers from Symantec perspective were already protected. But we wanted to help make the internet a safer and better place for everyone. So we wanted to take down the botnet. So we were at the moment in summer of 2013 where we thought, okay, we're ready to go. We're at the moment capable of actually sync calling the botnet. And unfortunately then at the end of June, they updated half of the botnet. So they actually probably learned from their own mistakes, saw the research being done, and updated the mechanism, making it more robust. So half of the 1.9 million bots were actually no longer, well, at least no longer accessible for us to be synced hold. So we were kind of in the time pressure because that meant they probably will update the second half of the botnet as well, and we might lose our chance of really taking down the botnet, or at least making a substantial dent into it. So we decided at the 16th of July to start our sync calling operation, which we managed to actually detach nearly up to 500,000 of infected clients, meaning we now in control of them, enabling or making sure that they no longer get any updates, so they no longer receive any updates from the botnet herder. But we're now working together with the ISPs to clean them up. So we're in contact, helping the ISPs to clean up those machines, and we see over time now that the overall size of the botnet is declining, which shows that we are actually making a dent into the botnet and help cleaning up machines and hopefully making it a better place. Obviously, there are always some lessons learned that we get from it. So one being, we have to ensure that we are actually operating pretty quick, because we know that the attackers are actually following all the research that has been done on the various places. So whenever we publish something, we know that they will learn from it and they might update it. So we need to take the chances. But the second lesson learned is as well that we can actually attack and sync hole even peer-to-peer not botnets like Zero Access. And we at Symantec think it's worth helping to make the internet a safer place by taking on the attackers from various botnets and trying and helping to clean up the infected host.